This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from 2 Peter 1 through 3, God was serious, so he put it in writing. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Picture this. You're up on a high mountain with two of your Christian friends, and you hear a voice from heaven saying, "Jesus Christ is the Son of God." The three of you look at each other. "Did you hear that?" You all three nod your heads. So you look around to see if anyone else is up there with you, and there's no one. Was it the voice of God? Would you be more convinced that Jesus Christ is the Son of God through hearing that voice than by reading the Bible's declaration that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Now take a minute to think about that. On the one hand, an audible voice from God saying, "Jesus Christ is the Son of God." On the other hand, is the New Testament, which says, "Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Which is more convincing to you, the audible voice of God or the written Word of God? While you turn that question over in your mind, let's reflect on 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 19. "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him on the mountain. We also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed to a light that shines in a dark place." Now, in the context of what Peter writes here, the reference to a more sure word of prophecy is obviously the Bible. This is a mind-boggling evaluation of the validity of Scriptures, which Peter says are more certain, more dependable, more reliable, more sure than a voice from heaven. So if you were to ask Peter which would be more convincing to him, a voice from heaven or the written Word, Peter would take the Bible every time. And remember, he's the one who heard the voice. Isn't it interesting that even today, 2,000 years later, when someone wants to know if you are really serious about something, they will say, "Put it in writing." Friend, take another long look at your Bible, this sure, certain, firm foundation for your faith. It should make us fall on our knees and thank God for our inspired, authoritative Bible, the love and promises of God in writing. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
A daily time alone with the Lord has marked the turning point in countless lives. To encourage you in establishing a regular habit of daily Bible reading and prayer, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy answers the question, "How can I be sure of an eternity in heaven?" Join us on Daily Discipleship.